This walkout was in memory of the 17 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students who were victims and killed in the school shooting by Nicholas Cruz.
CHS high school students walked out of class at 10 a.m. to go to the field house where members of the CHS Democrats Club led a time of reflection where each of the victims of the shooting were recognized, described, and remembered. The walkout lasted 17 minutes, each minute in honor of one of the victims.
Kendall and I participated in the walkout, and we had the opportunity to talk to CHS students about their thoughts surrounding the recent gun violence and school shootings in America, as well as why they chose to participate in this national walkout.
So why are you guys out here today?
We're here because we want to have tougher gun laws in America, and we think that especially in light of recent events that have been occurring at our school and at plenty of other schools across the U.S., it's important to show that we as the youth in the future of America really want stricter gun laws.
I feel like there needs to be something that needs to be done, and this is personally my first time ever advocating for something, so...
This is an issue that matters to me. It affects us personally because we're high schoolers and nothing's being done about this. So our voices need to be heard.
Because gun control and advocacy is very important to me.
It affects us, and I feel like we as students need to take a stand for our rights and our protection.
I'd like not to fear going into school, and I don't want to see this happen ever again.
Because change needs to happen.
It's been a problem. It's not just last month, not just since Sandy Hook when I was in middle school. It's been a problem. It's been a problem since the early 90s, not even just in schools. It's a problem in people's everyday daily lives. People are victims of murder every day for senseless gun violence. There just needs to be change. And the fact that the government's just taking money just to support the open arms, the Second Amendment, you have to keep in mind that the Second Amendment has been, when it was put in place, you had guns that would fire two shots every 2 minutes. Now you just have shots firing Lord knows how many times in 60 seconds. We need change.
Do you want to talk about how personal this is for you? You don't have to. Okay, so why is this such an impact on you? Why is this so personal?
My sister was murdered because of senseless gun violence, and the fact that I can't even go to school without worrying for my safety is just uncalled for. I'm 18, I'm gonna vote, I'm gonna make a change.
If you want to continue to speak out against gun violence, March for Our Lives Indy will take place on March 24th at Monument Circle. If you will be 18 by May 8th, register to vote in the upcoming general election.
More stories, news coverage, and interviews can be found online at whje.com.
Thanks for listening.